Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Economic Survival Guide. Today's topic is something close to my heart, something that might feel a little unconventional at first. Prioritizing self-care for financial well-being. Now, I know what you're thinking, isn't self-care just about bubble baths and face masks? While those can be lovely, we're talking about a deeper kind of self-care, the kind that fuels your mental and emotional resilience, which ultimately plays a huge role in how well you handle your finances. Ever feel like stress is making it impossible to make good financial decisions? Or like anxiety keeps you stuck in a rut, no matter how hard you try? Well, guess what? You're not alone. It's all connected, folks. Our mental and emotional states directly impact our ability to manage money effectively. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you prioritize self-care for better financial well-being. First up, understand your stress triggers. We all have them: deadlines, bills, unexpected expenses, the news cycle, social media. You get the picture. Recognizing these triggers is like having a superpower. It allows you to anticipate when you might be more vulnerable to making impulsive or emotional financial decisions. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing coping mechanisms. Maybe it's taking a quick walk outside, listening to your favorite music, or practicing some mindfulness exercises. Number 2. Build healthy boundaries. This is about saying no to things that drain your energy and yes to activities that recharge you. It could mean declining unnecessary social events, setting limits on work hours, or carving out dedicated time for hobbies and passions. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more mental bandwidth to make smart financial choices. Third, cultivate a sense of gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on what you already have can work wonders for your emotional state and, surprisingly, your financial decisions. You know that feeling when you're so stressed about money that you forget to appreciate the good things in your life? Gratitude shifts that perspective. It helps you feel more content with where you are financially, which reduces anxiety and opens up opportunities for mindful spending and saving. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some intense meditation retreat. It's simply about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This can help you make more conscious financial decisions by slowing down, evaluating your options, and avoiding impulsive purchases driven by emotions. And finally, number 5. Celebrate small wins. Did you stick to your budget this week? Did you save a little extra money? Did you pay off a debt? Celebrate those victories, no matter how small they seem. Positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and reinforces healthy financial habits. You deserve to feel good about your progress, even if it's one step at a time. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Think about that last time you had a stressful day at work. Did you reach for takeout? Did you scroll through online shopping? You know the drill. That's your stress talking, folks. It's trying to numb the discomfort and maybe even distract from those financial worries. But guess what? Those quick fixes often lead to more regret and expense later on. Instead, imagine taking a few deep breaths, going for a walk, or calling that friend who always cheers you up. You're investing in your well-being, which ultimately strengthens your ability to make healthy financial choices. It's about finding balance and nurturing yourself so that you can approach your finances from a place of clarity and strength. So remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. By prioritizing your mental and emotional health, you create the foundation for lasting financial well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of the Economic Survival Guide. Until next time, stay resilient and keep thriving.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.